I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife actually picked this song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat and because she was alone. The usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row. Took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years. But she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent, that voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote, "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have "Early Morning Breeze" by Dolly Parton. I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, O'Bella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
The best country music ever made, from the 70s to today, for all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This from Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc. Call 920-686-1180. Jason and the team say we live in the land of the free. Thanks to the brave.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high, lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high, lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff. And the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. And she says, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. Woo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Morning, and I saw a new day dawning. Oh, I woke up this morning, but I never, never knew.
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because it's
no, there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her. It's like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling when she walked in here this evening. I thought, $7 billion got everyone in me feeling like there's a fire in this building so hot. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't. Where she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Yeah, the days go by. When I lose, days go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by,
is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
Goodbye song out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. See is you're gone and you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it down. I leave my memories inside. And that bed we loved in all night. Every word, every fight, every
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Shoot you straight up, show me what you're made of. I don't have time country legends from St. Croix country. 95.7 FM.
Tell 'em all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell 'em I'm out on the West Coast.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Online at CordellCordell.com. 170 Meeting Street, Suite 110, Charleston, South Carolina, 29401. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only.
Barron's Pallet in Woodville reminds us to salute our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They are willing to put their lives on the line for hours with little or no thanks. First responders are the backbone of our country. They deserve our admiration, so thank them for everything they do for us. This from Barron's Pallet in Woodville. Call 715-698-3888, saying thank you to all of our first responders.
Hey, New Richmond, craving something tasty and healthy? Look no further than Simply Bowls. Dive into our mouthwatering sorbet bowls and refreshing smoothies, the perfect blend of delicious and nutritious. At Simply Bowls in New Richmond, we're on a mission to bring your family the best in healthy indulgence. Our menu is a symphony of flavors designed to keep you active and energized. Swing by Simply Bowls today, where good food and health go hand in hand. Simply Bowls, because living an active life never tasted this good. Learn more at simplybowlsnr.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Need help finding the perfect window shades for your house? Valley View Window Treatments has the answer. Visit their new Richmond location and see the selection of drapes, blinds, and shades that will fit your home perfectly. Learn more about what Valley View Window Treatments can do for you at Elners.com.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I of course know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top, so which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, and I still
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounty, Stanley to town, he's drunker down and out. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and it's in a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable do monsters shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur, slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Bully times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the Western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And it's, I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past. But there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Cleto. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry.
One, two, three.